If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. It's a Foodie Friday. We like to feature some of the rock star chefs and people in the hospitality industry, the people who feed us. And Alpana Singh has done more than that. You know her face from Check Please. You know, I'm guessing you probably know, one of the youngest sommeliers. Thank you for joining us on the show. How are you? I understand you're in your car on the way to the restaurant.
I'm walking to the restaurant, yeah.
Oh, nice.
For Friday night at the restaurant, yeah.
Do people stop you on the street?
Not typically, because I usually have my dog or I've got my headphones on or I'm like in, you know, I use walking as an opportunity to kind of like think about my to-do list. So I usually have that face that's like, I look like I'm talking to myself, so.
It's what you have to do. You have to act like you're distracted so that people don't stop and ask you about wine. Master Sommelier at the age of 26, had that been done before, especially for a female?
No, that was, I was the youngest person to pass the Master Sommelier, the youngest woman to pass the Master Sommelier exam.
And so you came from California, you came to work at Everest, right?
Correct, yes. I moved from California when I was 23 to take over the wine program at Everest. And I worked there for about 5 years, and then I went to work for the corporate offices of Let Us Entertain You, worked for them for about 5 years, and then I opened my first restaurant at the Boarding House in 2012. And I've just been opening restaurants since, and so I have my fourth and latest restaurant called Alpana on State and Pearson. And I opened that one about 2 years ago. We featured wine-inspired cuisine, and I do the food as well. So I've transitioned into the kitchen as well here.
Oh, that's amazing. Kevin is our sports anchor. He's been more than once, a few times. What do you have to say about her restaurant, Kevin?
Very cool vibe in there. The food is great, and the service has always been very good as well. What is the most popular? I'm going to guess it's the pasta that I've gotten a couple times. I cannot pronounce it.
The crusted de gallo a la grappa.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
it is so
our
good.
It's version of a vodka sauce, right, except we use grappa instead of vodka. We try to elevate it a little bit, yeah.
And did you help create that menu?
I actually, my menu, yeah. And so, wow. You know, most people don't realize that sommeliers know just as much about food as they know about wine, because we have to pair the wine with the food. So some of the best chefs that I know are actually sommeliers. And that's sort of a hidden side of us that not too many people know about, is that we're actually extremely accomplished cooks as well.
And did you see that article in the Chicago Tribune about telling the difference between a $3 bottle of wine and a $300 bottle of wine?
I did not, but why don't you spoil it for me and let me know.
It just seems like a stretch, right? Because you wouldn't even have to know much about wine. I think if there was a $300 bottle of wine and a $3 bottle of wine, anyone would be able to go, that one certainly tastes better than this one. Because it's pretty difficult to get a bottle of wine for $3 in America.
Very challenging, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So for people who love great wine, but don't want to drop $100 or $200 on a bottle of wine, you have any suggestions in, you know, the $20 to $40 range that you think is good?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So yes, and you're absolutely correct. You don't have to spend $100. The sweet spot for wine is between $15 and $25. Now, if you do go from $10 to $15, the quality level like quadruples. And that's simply because, you know, when we talk about the laid-in costs, we're not talking about the shipping container costs, the markup from the distributor, the importer, et cetera. So if you're actually drinking a $10 bottle of wine, it left the winery at $1.
Wow.
So it's not $10 sold from the winery, it's $1 sold from the winery. But you have to add all the taxes, the cost to get it over here, everything to kind of like package it and all of that. But the sweet spot is 50 to 25. One of the tips that I like to offer people is go where the road less traveled. So just like if you're going to want to live in the Gold Coast, the real estate's more expensive, right? But if you go to some of these like emerging areas, you're going to get more bang for your buck. And so for some reason, it always falls south. So think South America, southern part of France, southern part of Italy, Australia, Argentina, Chile. So think south for value. And also, it's not necessarily like maybe you love Cabernet, but you just like a big, rich fruit profile. And so you can find grapes that kind of give you that same quality to it. So, for example, if you like Cabernet, try Malbec, which you can buy for like a fraction of the price. So the best thing to do is just kind of experiment. If you know what you like, you know, go to your wine shop, develop a relationship, and say, like, you know, give me your best wine for like $15 to $20, and then take it home and try it, and then always be trying something new. You know, just like in anything, you're not going to love everything, but it's more important to know what you don't like than what you do like, because that'll help you narrow down what your palate profile is. So think about location, because at a certain point, you're paying for Napa Valley fruit, you know, fruit, I mean, real estate in Napa is like, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre. And so versus going to some of these like more emerging regions, you're going to get more, you know, like I said, bang for your buck. And so you're sometimes paying for the location, location, location.
What do people bring you as a hostess gift when you host a dinner at home? Do they dare bring a bottle of wine?
Well, I don't host dinner parties anymore because I'm always working, so I come to the restaurant. But if somebody's like looking to buy me something, I love coffee mugs, and I love candles, and I love coffee beans. So coffee and candles, that's my sweet spot.
How many different types of wine? How many types of wine do you think you try in one given year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, back when I was, like, tasting, like, in my, you know, especially studying for the exam, I would probably taste easily, when I was, like, in Everest, probably, I don't know, 1,000 wines a month, so about 12 to 15,000 wines a year.
Oh, my gosh. And what kind of test do you have to take to become a master?
So there's an organization called the Court of Master Sommeliers. There's different levels, the introductory, the certified, the advanced, and the final level. And so it took me about 7 years to go through the process. And the final level involved the blind tasting of 3 wines, and you name the country, the grape variety, and the vintage with 75% accuracy of 3 whites and 3 reds. You answer a bunch of questions. I actually just learned this statistic the other day, that there have been more people who have been to space than there are master sommeliers in the world.
Oh, my gosh. And you, the youngest ever. Absolutely amazing. You're such a treasure to Chicago. If people were coming into your restaurant tonight, what should they try at your restaurant before?
Oh, my gosh. I just put on this new filet au poivre. I got these peppercorns from Indonesia. They're called Sarawak peppercorns. We crust it into the filet, and we finish it with the most delicious peppercorn cream sauce. I'm obsessed with this dish right now. And I've got the perfect bottle of wine for you. We're actually celebrating Women's History Month. So we do a flight and feature pours. So we've picked out 3 wines made by women to feature for the month of March for Women's History Month.
I saw the filet on your Instagram page. It looks absolutely delicious.
And give us
one bottle of wine in that sweet spot of $15 to $25 that we could try this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would look for Catena Malbec from Argentina. It's one of my favorites, absolute favorites. And if you love Pinot Noir, the Block 9 Pinot Noir is always my go-to. And that one's for about, like, $15. It's really tasty. Because the other problem is, like, if I recommend something, I want to make sure that I'm not sending it a wild goose chase.
Right.
So you can find it at, like, your Whole Foods or, you know, your grocery store. So I try to recommend wines that you can find, you know, easily.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too. It's a Foodie Friday. She's a rock star in Chicago, Aparna Singh. And you should check out her restaurant. It's named after her. Kevin says it's great. I want the filet. The news is next on 720 WGN.